come on into the common room. This is your safe place. This is Open Space.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Open Space. Today, we'll be talking about technology. But before we dive into that, let me give a moment for my guests to introduce themselves.
Good evening, everyone. We are from Puying Secondary School. I'm Oliver Chang, and I'm 17 years old.
I'm Atika from Puying Secondary School, and I'm 16 years old.
I'm Abdul from Puying Secondary School, and I'm 13 years old.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. So we're going to chat a little bit about technology. So, Atika, let's kick it off with you and tell us what you think of technology in today's day and age.
I think technology is very helpful in our daily life, in today's life, because it can help us, for example, with homework. If we're bored, it can entertain us. You can go on social media app and...
Okay, so Atika, I would like to ask you, because I think a lot of parents would like to know this, that because you say a lot of social media apps will help you when you are bored and things like that, but don't you think sometimes that is the problem also with technology, that we are so consumed with our phones that we're not spending time with our family or friends?
Yes, I also think that sometimes social media can affect us in ways, and for example, for me, I also sometimes use social media a lot, and sometimes it is really,
not very good.
Yeah,
Do you have a way of finding a good balance between social media and technology and doing your work and spending time with family?
I set goals, so I think about it, and it will make me feel guilty if I don't finish the task I give myself by the end of the day.
Okay, that's a very good way of doing it, making sure that you do everything that you need to do throughout your day.
Yes.
Oliver, what do you think about technology?
Well, through generations, technologies has a massive improvement, but I think that like Atika said, that we need to have a high discipline to balance daily time that we spend with friends and family and technologies.
Okay, and if you look at the world of technology at the moment, what do you think is, what excites you the most about technology at the moment?
It would definitely be that we are able to grow businesses and grow a platform over there for the new generations to have a new head. They could even like start a career over there.
Career with technology. But now I want to ask you, have you ever watched the movie WALL-E?
I have never heard of that.
So do yourselves a favor and watch the movie. So the movie is about how the world develops so well and technology becomes so great that we have all this machinery that basically does everything for us, and the human race gets so lazy that we all sit in these chairs and these chairs move us around. It like feeds us and everything like that. Do you think we heading that way, or do you think technology will actually improve our lives?
I think it will improve our lives more, because I think us humans uses technology to update our surroundings.
Abdul, what do you think about technology?
I think that it's really important in our daily lives for news and updates. One thing I really, really like about technology is AI, because it can answer questions in less than 2 seconds, and that it's really fast and helpful.
Do you think that AI would make schoolwork better for students, or make students lazier?
I think it will make students lazier, because, to be honest, students really just use AI to copy off it to do their homework.
Okay, so how do you think we can find a good balance between using AI for school homework and not becoming lazy?
I think that we could, you know, use it not for schoolwork, and we can use it for education. You know, we can gain knowledge by asking it questions and not like using it for copying off it.
So I would like to ask you three, if there's anything that you can invent at the moment that will make society a better place, what would it be?
Guess we really need AI right now.
Do you think we need more AI? Why do you think we need more AI?
Oh no, I mean...
Oh, to answer the question.
Yes, yes.
No, you need to answer the question.
I got an idea that we should create like more realistic job sites. I don't know if it makes sense, but that way so people can find jobs, and it could be like a thing where like people can get interested in. Like,
oh, so something almost that can show people more job options out there than not just the normal things we always know about. Mm. Oh, that's a very good idea. Yes. Abdul, what do you think?
Less waiting time in airports.
Oh, very interesting. How do you think, what can we do to speed up the time in airports? What do you think they need to make it quicker?
We can check in quicker, and we can like make a machine for it, maybe. Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say about it, but I think check-in machines will be really helpful in situations like that.
Yes, definitely, especially if you arrive at the airport and there's a queue a mile long and you might miss your flight. What do you think, Oliver? What is something we need or we can bring to the world?
Well, actually, I can't really say what we need right now, but what I could say is I think that we could slow down technology somehow, because I see each day's job are being replaced by technology. So I think that either us humans find a balance to it, or have more jobs, opportunities, options, because I see a lot of people that are going jobless because of technologies. I think it's very concerning.
I always say that we've never been more connected in life with technology, but we've also never been more disconnected.
Mm.
And when we see things like that, it really becomes scary. If you three have any advice for teenagers that are using too much or too little technology, what would you say to them?
Well, if you're using too much, then, like I have said, like just now, find a balance, be disciplined. This is what we need, not just for technology. As like a human being, you need to have discipline. You need to find a balance in life. But if you're using less, that means you are definitely like back. You're not catching up.
Yes.
You're not catching up
to the trends.
Yeah, to the trends. Even in studying, you are a lot behind.
So it's so interesting that you say that, because it's actually been a very tricky situation to be in, because if you're not up to date with technology, like you said, you're behind, and if you're using technology too much, like you're missing out on life. And I think that's where the trouble comes in, especially for you guys that are growing up in the age of technology. And it's like you said, Oliver's finding that balance.
I also think what Oliver said was very true, because using less technology is really old. But I also think that if you don't use technology as much, it means that you don't think a screen like is your whole life. You're like living in a reality world.
I think that using technology more is at the same time really helpful. You know, you can catch up with the daily news and everything. But sometimes using technology too much can be very concerning, because it can, you know, affect your eyes. It can affect sleep.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. You guys gave such interesting opinions and viewpoints on technology. And you guys must please have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard from Abdul, Oliver, and Atika about technology. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you again next week. Bye.